Paulson, good morning to you. You may approach.
May it please the court, I am Tara Paulson and Attorney Holt Ledke, appearing before you today on behalf of the appellants, whom in my brief and here today I'm going to collectively refer to as the Omaha Cab Companies. The matter before you is an appeal from a decision of the Public Service Commission. We are asserting two assignments of error. First, that the Public Service Commission erred when it excluded evidence relevant to the fitness and ability of the affilee Golden Plains Services Transportation, I'll use the term GPS today, but the Public Service Commission erred when it excluded evidence relevant to the fitness and ability of GPS to properly provide the services it applied for. Our second assignment of error is that the Public Service Commission erred when it found GPS was fit and able to properly provide the services it applied for. Ultimately, today we're asking that you reverse the decision of the Public Service Commission and order the proceedings. First issue is whether the Public Service Commission erroneously applied an impermissibly strict standard of review when it excluded Exhibits 10, Exhibits 16 through 21, and the testimony of Mike Davis on relevant grounds. The facts appearing on the record before you are that GPS is a regulated transportation provider in the state of Nebraska. GPS holds a certificate of authority to provide open class service, which is scheduled service. Its authority generally permitted transportation of passengers across the state, but it excluded the transportation of passengers solely or wholly within the city of Lincoln.
Can you explain for us just briefly how this is different from a taxi?
Certainly.
Permit?
One of the easiest ways to distinguish these two is an open class service provider is more scheduled service. A taxi cab service provider is a provider that has to provide on-demand service, a street hail. And a taxi cab service provider has to have a meter in the vehicle. It's going to be governed over the rate that is applied is going to be a metered rate, as opposed to an open class service provider who can charge a different rate, non-metered rate, or a rate of a matter of dollars per mile. Additional facts appearing on the record before you related to this matter is that GPS was not permitted to transport passengers on a ride that was wholly within the city limits of Lincoln, a ride that started and ended in Lincoln. That's what GPS applied for in the matter that was before the Public Service Commission. GPS had applied to provide transportation services for a ride that originated in Lincoln and a ride that terminated.
And they could, prior to this, they could provide services if the ride originated in Lincoln, for example, and went to Plattsmouth?
Absolutely. They just could not provide a ride that was solely within.
Well, what is our standard of review?
The standard of review in this case is governed by Statute 75-136. That statute provides that this matter, the standard of review, is de novo on the record.
Is that the standard for reviewing evidentiary rulings like relevancy?
I believe it is, Your Honor. The statute does not distinguish between issues of evidence or evidentiary issues and what opposing counsel has cited as substantive issues. The statute says that an appellate court must review the matters de novo on the record. The court must reapprise and reach its own conclusions concerning the matters at issue.
Is that your only source of authority on that?
We also have subsequent case law. There have been two cases that have cited that statute. That statute was put into law in 2013. There's a decision, Tellwright Corporation versus Nebraska Public Service Commission. It's 288 Nebraska 866. It states that the standard of review is de novo on the record. There's been another case that was decided in 2015. It's in reclaims against Pierce Elevator. That case site is 291 Nebraska 798. Both cases cite the determinations for appeals of decisions of the Public Service Commission.
Were they focused on evidentiary rulings?
No, they were not.
What's the basis of your relevancy objection?
The basis of my relevancy objection is this. At the trial in this matter and appearing before you in the record is the testimony of Mr. Kirby Young. Mr. Kirby Young testified that he is the owner, operator, manager, and president of GPS. Mr. Young also testified that he is a part owner of another transportation provider called Servant Cab. He is the president of Servant Cab. Servant Cab possesses a certificate of authority to provide taxi cab service in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Is that different than the GPS service that they're asking for?
Yes, it is a different type of service. GPS is an open class service provider. I'm going to call it scheduled service. If I had to make a doctor's appointment.
So would you be comparing apples to oranges there?
I wouldn't say that we'd be considering apples to oranges, and this is why, because on the record in this matter, Mr. Young testified that both GPS and Servant Cab transport the same type of passenger, the same customers. Mr. Young also testified that he had general oversight of the operations of Servant Cab Company. He testified that he was involved in the management of Servant Cab Company, and the record will reflect that Mr. Young testified with extensive knowledge about the operations of Servant Cab Company, how allowing GPS's application to go forward would affect his other company. In fact, he even used the terms like we, I, our.
Who had the burden? If you can test relevancy, who had the burden? Did you have the burden?
Probably.
So what evidence did you put forward as to relevance?
The evidence that I put forward was that Mr. Young was the owner, operator, president of both GPS, the applicant in this matter, and also Servant Cab Company.
Isn't the guts of this case whether GPS is fit?
Absolutely.
What is the evidence that they're not fit to provide this service?
The evidence that they're not fit is that the number and types of complaints that had been lodged against GPS, and what we were trying to show is those
lodged against GPS or lodged against the other company?
There is evidence in the record of complaints against GPS. That's Exhibit 13. What we were trying to introduce into evidence was that there have been other complaints for the same type of service, same type of customer being served, lodged against
Mr. Well, refresh my memory. I see in the chart in the briefs there was about more than 4,000 rides, and then it was broken down to complaints, and the valid complaints were minimum.
That was in Exhibit Number 13 that was, yes, offered and received into evidence. There were a number of rides that GPS provides. Our argument is that the type of complaints that are in that Exhibit 13 are not the type of are of a substance that would show that GPS is not fit to provide service.
What would be the substance of those complaints, other than cab didn't get here on time, charged me too much, driver was rude, abusive? Are those the type of complaints?
Those are the type of complaints, Your Honor, and there's also evidence in Exhibit Number 13 that a passenger suffered a heart attack due to a GPS driver's reckless driving and driving over the speed limit. There was a failure of a GPS driver to properly secure a wheelchair passenger that resulted in that wheelchair passenger falling in the vehicle, dropping off visually impaired passengers at the wrong location, and then again also a number of repeated late pickups or failed drop-off times. I see that I'm in my rebuttal time. I'd like to reserve my remaining time for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Schultz, good morning.
Chief Justice, members of the court, my name is Jack Schultz, and I represent the Appalee Golden Plains Services Transportation, which I will also refer to as GPS or Appalee. Let me start by let's don't lose focus of what the issue was here. The GPS's fitness. And how would one go about establishing that? Well, one might look at GPS's performance record as a starting point. And I would submit to you that the effort to impute the service record of Happy Cat or of Servant Cat into this application was inappropriate. The commission recognized it as such. This is not a new entity. This is not a fitness of a new entity. This is a fitness of an existing entity who's been in operation for 2 years. I would also urge the court to recognize the issue that factual evidence before the commission cannot be considered by the court. There were 5 cases cited on pages 11 and 12 of the appellant's initial brief, a 6th case on page 9 of the reply brief, which were basically submitted not for the legal precedent established, but as a late attempt to impeach a witness. Use that as factual evidence. And under the rules of appellate procedure, that's inappropriate and should not be considered by the court.
So were they trying to impute the complaints registered against Servant Cab to GPS? Is that the...
That's the overlying theme of this entire case, is that those service failures of Servant should be imputed. And as I will point out, there's substantially different type services in the sense that if I'm a cab rider and I say, I want to go to the grocery store, wait for me. I come out of the grocery store and I've decided I want to go to the drugstore. That cab has to honor my request. I control that cab. And then if after that some further trip is requested, that's all in the discretion of the rider. The other type of service, not so much. It's more of a, at least as it pertained to this application, was more of a scheduled service that was prearranged. I need to go, mostly Medicaid trips, paid for by HHS. I need to go to the doctor, take me to the doctor, and bring me home. Those are all arranged by HHS.
And your point is that the performance of Servant is not relevant to the proposed performance by GPS.
I'm sorry. That's precisely my point, Your Honor. It has a record.
What is our standard of review on relevance?
That's a question that we raised, and I think it's unclear. The statute does say de novo.
Well, what would you suggest it be?
Well, it's interesting in this case because if the appellant had chosen to, it could have requested the commission observe rules of evidence. It did not do so. Nebraska Revised Statute 84914 says that at the request of a party, an agency may invoke the rules of evidence. It didn't do so. So what did it do? It left to the commission judicial discretion. And it left to the commission the issue to decide what's relevant.
What did the Public Service Commission rules of procedure provide with respect to evidence?
Generally, they would follow the district court rules. However, there's nothing that requires the commission to accept all evidence. And in this case, I think the commission saw through the attempt to impute one carrier's service record to another and said, we're not going to go down that road.
What type of evidence might be relevant to the application? If the applicant has no experience in the matter for which they seek authority and one wanted to attack the fitness of this proposed authority, what kind of evidence
I do believe, Your Honor, that's a different situation. And I think a first-time applicant, that might be relevant. If I'm applying for authority for the first time, the fitness of another operation that I own an interest in might be relevant. But in this case, GPS had been operating for 2.5 years. It had established its own performance record.
In the very type of service for which it sought authority.
What did that record show as far as the number of trips and the complaints?
There was a late file Exhibit 13, and that showed what HHS considered as 28 verified complaints about the service level of GPS over an 11-month period. In that same 11-month period, GPS transported 48,020 trips and experienced those 28 valid complaints. That's one every 1,715 trips. I think that record, if measured against any carrier, is outstanding.
Well, if you put it in a percentage, it's a very small fraction.
It's extremely small. And that's a record that was established by the applicant itself. That's not speculation or somebody else's record. You couldn't bootstrap yourself in by saying Servant Cab did that kind of service, so we should be able to get it. It was established by the applicant here. And the commission correctly excluded the evidence from Servant Cab, Exhibits 10 and 16 through 21.
Who had the burden on the issue of relevance?
I think the party that offered the exhibits and the testimony, that would have been the appellant.
Can you help me out here going backwards a little? You have open class history, is that right?
That's correct.
And you're seeking what's the right phrase, on demand?
No, it isn't actually an open class certificate for Lancaster County.
It's a new form of open class?
It's actually filling in the one gap in service they don't have statewide. They serve everywhere else in the state, point to point, except Lancaster County.
Thank you.
Can't pick up in Lancaster and deliver in Lancaster.
That's correct.
The standard of relevance would be, as to the issue of fitness, does the offered evidence make it any more or less probable that the applicant is fit? Correct?
That's correct.
And it just has to move the needle ever so slightly to be relevant. The rest of this, whether the services are comparable, whether the ownership is the same, it's a different class, doesn't a lot of that really go to the weight of the evidence?
I believe it does go to the weight of the evidence.
And that's not the issue of whether or not it's admissible. That's the issue of what do you do with it once it's in the record?
Your Honor, the bottom line in this case is, even if that information is admitted, there's ample evidence of fitness already in the record. The company operated for 2.5 years, insurance on file. Drivers are subject to drug testing and background checks. It has financial ability to augment its fleet. All of those things go to fitness. And what happened to Servant Cab, which the owner of GPS has a partial interest, I really don't think that makes it any more likely that GPS is going to be fit or not based on its 2.5 years of service, which is already in the record.
What if we found that the relevance determination under any standard was incorrect? What do we have to do then?
I think the court could make the decision if the proper standard is de novo on the record. If the court decides that evidence should have been admitted, I think the court can say it's admitted. I think the court could say, viewing the record on its whole, it should have been admitted, but it doesn't change the outcome.
It's not prejudicial.
It's not prejudicial. It would have been prejudicial to admit it, but I don't think it's prejudicial. To exclude it. Again, let me go back to point one, and that is simply, if I want to establish fitness, why not do it based on the record of the party making the application? And this is not a first-time applicant again. This is a well-experienced carrier, exemplary record. And to try and defeat this application by reaching over to another entity who provides a different type service in a different territory with different vehicles and separate and different ownership is only an effort to bootstrap some theory that I can impute their service record to this applicant rather than recognizing this applicant's record.
One more quick question. The 48,000 trips represented by, I think it was Exhibit 13?
14, actually.
14. Is that statewide or is that just Lancaster County?
That's statewide.
That's statewide. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have time for rebuttal?
She has 6 minutes.
56 seconds. Ms. Paulson.
Thank you, Justices.
Could you answer a question that was asked of your opposing counsel about some combinations? If the exhibits had been admitted, what do you think would have happened, and is their exclusion prejudicial?
I think that if those exhibits would have been admitted, the commission could have evaluated those. You will see in the order by the commission, they were troubled by the type of complaints that were in Exhibit 14 that was offered and received in evidence. However, it wouldn't have been prejudicial because the commission could have decided just to give it the weight that it believed it deserved. And if they didn't think that these two were comparable companies and that it shouldn't have been a reflection of Mr. Young and GPS's fitness or ability to manage that company, then they could have just decided to give it the weight.
Can we make the same determination here on the record presented?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can we make the same determination here on the record that is presented if we have a de novo review?
Yes, I believe you can.
Okay, so we could look at this evidence and see whether it was relevant and whether it would have had any effect upon the granting of the application.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
And I want to address one thing by commission rule. It's titled, I just wanted to reference Title 291, Chapter 1, Section 16.01, governs the commission rule on the admissibility of evidence in commission proceedings. With that, I'd ask that the decision of the Public Service Commission be reversed. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you very much. The next case of the day is State versus Bowell M. Nguyen. Mr. Susie, good morning to you.